I think where I first realized being very interested and very excited by jingles was my family, I'm going to say it was 1960, it must have been about 1965.
This was just before they disowned you, right?
Right, they gave up on me. My family took me on a trip across the country. We drove to Washington, D.C. from Ohio, where we live. And as I listened to the radio stations along the way, and in particular WEAM in Washington, D.C., I realized they were all playing the same jingles. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's interesting. How do they do that?
You can get in the car, and you can drive from one side of the country to the other, and the chances are that every new major market that you come to, if you turn on the radio, you will hear a familiar piece of music.
W-X-Y-Z. We want you to remember that every word of each one of these station IDs can be tailored to fit the personality of your station.
J-J-O-Y 1280. Fuck you!
How do they do that?
This is going to be the all-time obscenity tape out of Dallas.
Radio Austin, more solid rock.
WIBG,
KTWB, St. Paul.
In the 60s in particular, stations took a lot of pride in their logo, and everybody was really going crazy to try and outdo the station down the road, and you'd have as many different melodies as stations, almost.
KNUZ is great radio. Channel 11, KDIN-TV Des Moines.
WLAV Live 1.
Big Mac
on Highway 67.
Radio Fort Worth KFJZ.
Most used power, WABC 77.